I was going to ask you further about have you noticed in Canada among the Mennonites here any anti-Jewish feelings, or is that pretty
small?
Well,
yes, yeah, small, but I have, which I would say in the same subdued way, perhaps a little more forthright in saying and accepting the usual, oh, well, they're Jews, you know, this way. And the Jews always stick to each other. Have you ever seen a poor Jew? And when I tell them I saw plenty, that they look at you with surprise, you see. That exists, yes. Now I will probably be remnants of religious beings. There is Judas, you can't get away from it. But in at home, for instance, the White Army, one of them that came in, and that would be the Jews and murdered them.
The White Army?
The White Army, yes. In the Civil War, every commissar was automatically a Jew, and many of them were. The Jews were quite liberally minded because having been beaten down people for a long time, particularly in Russia. So suddenly everything that was Jewish, you see, there you had Trotsky, who was a Jew, you had Zinoviev, who was Jewish, you had quite a number of there was Rykov, who was Jewish, Zinoviev. Bukai, the first one, he was a Jewish. There was an awful lot of Jews there. So that went right down the thing. So every Jew was being beaten up. And no Mennonite ever gave out that we had a small Jewish group in our place.
Mm-hmm.
And they did not leave the place that they beat it or something like that. They were right there. One actually, but it wasn't a Mennonite, he was one of our doctors who was a little leader of the left. That they walked in and asked them, where is the nearest Jewish house or something like that? He says, we don't have any. He was very badly beaten. Very badly beaten.
For saying that.
Yes, but never say that we had any Jews.
That's good to hear. I was going to ask.